This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
You know. I was alone.
You mean?
She caught you? Where?
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working. My mother had a Glamour magazine. I started looking for it.
Glamour?
So one thing led to another.
So what did she do?
First she screams, George, what are you doing? My God! And it looked like she was going to faint. She started clutching the wall, trying to hang on to it.
Man.
I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
What did you do?
I zipped up.
Did she bounce?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't run over there the way I was.
No, I guess you
couldn't. I wouldn't think so.
So she fell, and then she started screaming, my back, my back. So I picked her up. I took her to the hospital.
Oh, how is she?
She's in traction.
Sorry.
It's not funny, Elaine.
I know. I'm fine.
Her back went out. She's got to be there for a couple of days. All she said on the way over in the car was, why, George, why? I said, because it's there.
Glamour?
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, 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 and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. Every weekday afternoon leading up to Don and Mike Live, and you do want to listen live. I'm your host, Joe Artinger, the legendary Joe Artinger with you. Yes, you do want to listen at 3. It's a big Friday extravaganza, and there's lots of prizes to give away to you for calling in. Anyway, let's get back to the best of Don and Mike. It's the second part of the Super Bowl show with Jesse James from that motorcycle show or something. Don and Mike interview him. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Jesse, what's up? How are you?
Cool.
You're fantastic. What are you doing here?
Making money.
You promoting?
Cool. Getting paid by AOL.
Oh, AOL paid you to be here? We're having a discussion about you. Mike and I were having a discussion. Did you make the bike, the Spider-Man bike?
Hell no.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I told you. All right, well, thanks for being on the show.
No. No, I only build bikes you can ride.
I'm mixed up.
You're mixed up.
You're the guy. Are you the guy that, with your dad?
No.
God. I think this is, you know, I don't know which is better.
No, I have this TV show on a Discovery Channel called Monster Garage.
I thought it was
Monster Garage.
And I own this little motorcycle shop in Long Beach called West Coast Choppers.
That's
So you're not on Trading Spaces.
No.
No. I've seen you on TV and I like you. I'm sorry we dragged you over here. Really.
It was embarrassing.
I had to go get coffee first.
Is this your bike here? Did you build this?
That one's for AOL, and then he has a picture of one I did for Ty Law's bikes downstairs too. So,
and sweet. Now, when you make that comment seriously about the bikes you can ride, what does that mean? What is it? You mean the other guys? They don't make bikes you can ride, or
those guys are fags.
Hey, there you go.
there
you go.
That's a joke.
You know, I'm trying to build motorcycles. They're trying to build spaceships, and you know, there's a lot of people that like that kind of stuff.
I know. Hold on. I know it. You were on Letterman, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. See, I know you.
I crossed 8th Avenue at 168 miles an hour.
Okay.
I saw that.
Okay. I knew.
And then got shut down by the city of New York.
Yes. Right. All right. I knew you.
Now we're back on track.
There we go. Would you like an autographed picture of us?
So let me guess, you guys do like a remote broadcast so you can all get a free trip to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we don't even get to go to the game.
No, I leave tomorrow.
There's actually a game?
There's a game.
Yeah, yes. When is it? I didn't hear about it.
I think it's Sunday afternoon.
Would you like an autographed picture of us? Take a look at that, Mike. That's from a digital camera.
Man, that
where are you
nice.
Guys from?
Washington, D.C.
Would you like an
autograph?
But
we're all
picture?
Over the country.
No, I don't want that picture.
Okay. We're 0-3. Jesse James, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming by, dude.
Thanks for coming
back. Thanks for coming back. Thank you very much for coming back.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, whatever.
That's good.
Thank you.
Oh, did your
that
camera back.
Was, you know what? That was entirely worthwhile.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. I am sweating. I am really sweating.
You are Albert Brooks in broadcast news.
Wow. I am sweating. I don't know why.
Have another drink. Okay. This has become a very awkward Super Bowl show.
You know, that was a delightfully awkward, wonderful segment, I thought.
Yeah. I would say that this has probably been the best, worst Super Bowl show that we've ever done.
I could not agree more.
And as far as I'm concerned now, unless they dig up Vince Lombardi and he comes walking up, F the rest of them. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you one thing. I know you're planning a little segment on the show today, and I'm going to bet right now that I'll be sweating through this shirt.
I know you are, because it's trust me, it's perfect. It's the perfect energy for today. It's the perfect everything for today, for the whole NFL shoving up your...
Guys, we got Yanni. I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a great show.
Corporate sponsors, but...
I think the best part of the show, though, we have a high point, is you... telling Jim Nance to get bent.
Hey, hold on a second. Here goes
Jim
Gray.
What? Who's here?
Hey, Jim Gray.
Hey,
Jim Gray.
This is what we need.
Here you go, Jim Gray.
Hey, cheers, Jim.
Now. Yeah, turn Jim's microphone on.
They asked me to come on in. Don't put on the microphone.
Jim, good to see you. Now,
how are you, Jim?
Since we've seen Jim Gray the last of the Final Four.
Are we going to fight today, guys?
We're not going to fight.
Okay, Rob, can you give me a towel?
Because, Jim, we're going to give you some of that old-fashioned respect and vindication.
Oh, it's a nice day with Don and Mike.
You know, now listen, come on. The whole Pete Rose thing, how sweet did you feel when that bastard finally came out?
Well... you know, I wasn't doing anything other than my job that night.
I know, so. You were just asking him questions.
And it's no different than you guys or Bob Costas or any number of writers and Barbara Walters and everybody had done for 10 years, and he reacted that way that night.
Are you surprised at the reaction, the backlash that the admission of betting on baseball has got? Did you think it would happen like that?
Or I'm
do you
not think surprised people say, at the reaction of the American people at anything, and I have been
on
both
sides.
But, I mean,
really, what did you think? Because I really would have thought, hey, he finally admits to it. People would say, hey, give him a free pass. It's gone the opposite way, where people are like, hey, you BS'd us for 14 years.
You know how this thing goes. People don't like being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
People don't, you know, there were a lot of people out there who held out a glimmer of hope that Pete was telling the truth and that John Dowd and Bart Giamani and Faye Vincent and all these highly respected, highly esteemed people who did brilliant work were wrong. Mm-hmm. And it was a fallacy to put it in their minds, but Pete created that fallacy. Right. So all these guys thought maybe Pete's telling the truth. Now they're all in despair because we have a blind faith in our country. If someone can hit a baseball or someone can, you know, catch a football or whatever the circumstance may be. And now he's exposed himself. He's an admitted liar now.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a proven liar before. Now he's an admitted liar. Throw that in with convicted felon, and, you know, you got quite a combination there.
That sounds like my resume.
I don't think that the American public, you cannot fool the American public.
Here's the thing, in a nutshell. So they're at the All-Star game, and Jim's got the balls to say to Pete Rose, you know, they still say you bet on baseball. Pete Rose shuts him out, makes Jim look bad on TV.
Well,
it's explained to
me. It was blown out of proportion, I thought, I think they made it out to be worse than it was. I mean, he was asking a question.
But it's explained to me that, Jim, you're like walking through airports and stuff, and people are coming up to you and saying, hey, F you, and what's your problem?
Well, I mean, look, the loudest voices always win. So when there is somebody who's angry and says something, or they call into radio, or they write the editors, you're not hearing from all the people who are happy. You don't hear about the nice letters that were sent. You hear about the guy who accosts you somewhere and somebody else sees it, then gets on talk radio or gets in a newspaper. You don't hear about all the good instances where somebody comes up and says, you know something, I think that was okay. I like that. I think that was right.
Was that tough for you, though? Was that a tough time for you when that happened, when all that went down with Pete Rose?
Well, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I would wish on anybody. But I'm a better person for having gone through it, and it was a good experience. I wouldn't want anybody else to have to try and to deal with that. I don't say that in a way that anybody should be sympathetic, but it teaches you a lot about yourself, teaches you a lot about others, and it was a good experience to have gone through. And I felt that way before Pete came out with this book. So, you know, look.
But now the bottom line is, you know, you said what a lot of people thought, and you were right. And he
But I'm
was
not
wrong.
Getting into all that, because it's never been me against Pete Rose, Don. It really hasn't. It's always been Pete against Major League Baseball.
I understand, but you stood up for everybody else that wanted to say that to him. You know, and don't you feel this way about him? Just say, okay, listen, you dope. You bet on baseball. You lied about it. just admit it. America will probably embrace you anyway.
If we'd done that early on, it would have been a different
situation. We buried Richard Nixon, a hero in this country. Mm-hmm. They had a 21-gun salute. Right. You know, everybody showed. We can certainly get over Pete Rose betting baseball, but here's the problem. He is insistent upon saying he hurt nobody but himself. Mm-hmm. Tell that to John Dowd and his family, what he's been through, the abuse. Tell that to Faye Vincent. Tell that to the Giamani family. Tell that to all those fine people at Major League Baseball. There was no conspiracy against this guy. Mm-hmm. Pete Rose was loved by baseball, loved in this country. He had tremendous athletic achievement. So for him to say that, and I'm at the tail end of that, for him to say that it hasn't affected anybody other than himself, what about his kid?
Right.
And the cat calls that he's got. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And really,
this
still
guy
has very little remorse right now.
Fundamental inability to tell the truth, and the American public now can see that, and they can judge it for what it is.
Well,
instead of being mad at the people who found out the information, he did it all to himself.
My guy, there you go, Tiger. There you go. So now this Superboy, you got to be on the top of the world, right? I mean, your peers have to be coming up to you, maybe in private, not in public, just going, okay, the good guys won one.
Don, a lot of them supported me before this. They did.
Incidentally, I didn't.
I know you did.
I didn't.
Well, I've always considered you to be one of those ones who really couldn't think straight. And I never lashed out at you all like you all lashed out, but I understand what you do.
But I'm with you now, though. Now that you're
my guy, win or tie.
That's it.
Okay.
But inside the industry, a lot of your friends, you got a lot of support?
Yeah, and the smart ones. I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Of course,
I mean
don't.
That they were good to me. You know, a lot of people wrote some very nice things when it happened that he was just doing his job. And now, you know, it's like I went to bed that Thursday night, and then the galleys came out in Sports Illustrated on Friday or wherever it came out, ABC.
Right.
And all of a sudden, that guy who was an idiot 4.5 years ago, they all think I'm smart now. So there's an overreaction this way, like there was an overreaction that way.
Well, so
I'm no different than I was back then. It's just that people see it differently, and I'm glad they see it differently.
Yeah,
ride
the smart wave. You know, make it the endless summer. Be the smart guy.
I'm brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
You didn't know that, Don?
You are highly brilliant.
Mike knew it.
I knew it all along, Jim.
I'm a genius.
You're highly brilliant.
And Bill Belichick this week.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
How are your hotel accommodations? I'm just making a conversation. I'm wondering, are you in a nice hotel?
Room service is great. Wonderful hotel.
You have room service?
Oh, room service. Yeah,
room service.
We don't.
Put me down on the good list.
Mm-hmm. Steve Sable from NFL Films.
What about him?
I'm just conducting a survey today. Have you ever thought about him, you know, maybe, you know, hitting from both sides of the plate?
I've never thought of Steve Sable from hitting both sides of the plate.
All right, well,
however, seen Steve Sable play golf with his shirt off.
Question answered.
There you go.
Question you, answered.
But I don't believe that. No, don't put me in that group.
No,
I think
you.
That, well, I don't, I, whatever, that group. I don't even know what we're talking about.
includes the people at this table.
You're a smart man, Jim. You know exactly what we're talking about.
What is it you're talking about? I like Steve Sable.
He's a good guy.
And do you
like Ed Sable?
Fine man.
How
like
much do you
NFL
like
NFL films? A
Jim,
lot.
We have to break. We do
is that
like
enough
you.
Of me?
Yes.
Never.
But we did want you to come on so that we could say what everybody else has said, that you were right about Pete Rose, and you really got around for a long time. I know NBC...
No. Nope. I know you got to go to break, Mike. Let's clear that up.
No.
If that's what you think, Don...
Right.
Dick Ebersol,
I'm Mike.
Was beyond belief, Mike. I know who you are.
No, that's Don.
Whoever it is.
Right.
So you didn't...
I'm looking at both of
you. So you didn't...
Dick Ebersol was beyond belief. He was the corporate model of how a guy should treat an employee. He was wonderful. Tommy Roy, Eddie Fabischoff, David Neal, all the people that I worked with there, they were sensational. Bob Costas was a terrific colleague. Joe Morgan, he didn't pick sides. He could have picked his teammate. Instead, he went with his colleague, which was me. So that's not, no, they didn't cry. I did two more. I did the Olympics in Sydney. I did the baseball that year. I finished up. I did three more NBA finals.
Very true. You know, I forgot that. I forgot you did that.
You guys just read all this stuff and you believe
it. Yeah, I forgot. Well, you know, the thing is, you hear that and then you see, then I turn on ESPN. They're on ESPN.
Yeah, no, that was, none of that was true.
Oh, all right. All right, well, good seeing you.
Jim Gray, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Nice to be with you, too.
Always a pleasure.
Are you Mike?
I'm Mike. This
and
is Don.
Mike.
I'm Don.
And you're Rob.
That's right. Oh, he remembers
John,
Rob.
Scott.
Buzz.
Buzz.
We
dinner.
Love. Hey, Buzz, right. You don't have to go speak? You don't let Buzz speak?
Would you like an autograph picture of us?
Please.
Hey, the
really,
first
you're
one.
Kidding. You're
the
kidding.
First acceptance.
No, forget
of
it. Don't give it to him.
Now I can't have it. I'm going to frame that and put that up.
Jim, you are a good guy,
yes,
and we
are.
Do like your work.
Thank you very much. And
you keep doing what you do.
Yeah, yeah. We need stuff. We need people like you in this business, and that's a sincere compliment.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Keep
thank
doing
you.
What
I
you
appreciate
do.
It. Thanks for having me
okay.
on, guys.
Jim Gray.
Hey. Cheers, Jim.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Baltimore is a dirty, ugly city.
Redskins. Ravens. The Battle of the Beltway.
Baltimore is a dirty, ugly city.
This ain't gonna be no friendly rumble. There ain't gonna be nothing fair about this rumble, man.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge a person to a duel.
It's a riot in the ring!
Sunday Night Football, Washington, Baltimore.
Baltimore is a dirty, ugly city.
On Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
I've got the world on a string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got the string.
If this is the signature voice, consider Visa Signature our signature card. With Visa Signature, you can get reservations at nearly impossible to reserve restaurants like La Bergerie, VIP treatment at some of the world's greatest hotels such as La Meridian, tickets to Disney's The Lion King on Broadway, and even play Visa Signature events at Pebble Beach. Plus, you'll have remarkable purchasing power and acceptance at millions more places worldwide than American Express. Visit Visa.com/signature to find out more about the Visa Signature card and its premium benefits.